Gimel on the bottom. Resh Lamed Gimel on page Resh Hey. Kol Yisrael Arevim Ze Lo Ze. Shenemar Ma'antarin. Next week's parsha. Vayan Kol Ha'om Vayikolecha Vayermu Kol Adorma Shadibi Hashem Nase. They said, call, everyone said, B'Kol Echad. Everyone together. The pasuk here says, Kol Echad. Ilu, now he writes over here something very, very fascinating. Sorry? This week is B'Shalach?
Yeah, but not
Yisro.
No, that was
Mishpat. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry.
What
Okay. Okay, wait. Vayan kol avyam kol asher dibar Hashem naseh. Now, Eli, now look what he writes. Let me ask, if you would not see the following line, let me ask you something, everything about this. What would have happened in Matan Torah? There are 600,000 men over the age of 20. What would have happened if one Jew, Dr. Fruchter, page Reish Vav, on page Reish Vav. Reish Vav. Now let me ask you a question. If not for seeing what it's about to say, what would you say if there was 600,000 men over the age of 20, which means with women and children, it would be approximately 2.5 million people. That's what the statistics are. 2.5 million people. One person would say, you know what? I'm not interested in the Torah. Hashem came to give us the Torah. I'm not interested. One person out of 2.5 million people. What would happen? Would Hashem give us the Torah? So it says here, Ilu hoye echad moiche loy nitna ha-Torah. Do you accept that? Do you take it literally what the Sefer Hasidim says? If one person would have said, I'm not interested, we would not get the Torah. That's what he says. Lekach oimrim. Now, based upon this, you have a new appreciation of what you say every single day in Shemoyne Esrei, in the bracha of Sim Shalom. Lekach oimrim, Barcheinu avinu kulanu ke'echad be'or panecha. Every single day, when you say Sim Shalom, you say this nusach, and now we have a new appreciation. We're trying to take ourselves back to the moment of Kabbalah Satorah. When Hashem gave us the Torah, Vayomru, they answered, B'kol Echot, Kol Hadvar Moela. Because there was not even one person who objected, Hashem came down and appeared. The Or Ponim of Hashem appeared to the entire Klal Yisrael. Vayered Hashem Al Har Sinai. We want to reenact that every single day. Lekach oimrim barcheinu avinu kulanu ke'echad be'or ponecha. Unbelievable. Now let's see over here the parish on the side. It's a very long parish.
But if one person would have protested, then Hashem would have come down?
How can you say that?
I know. I don't know.
How does he know that?
Wasn't
it Kovalim Hashem, correct. It was.
Is that not in the Shema Amru ke'echad?
Right, ke'echad. So he's saying, echad doesn't mean the majority.
Echad means echad.
It means there wasn't even one person in 2.5 million people that said, I'm not interested.
Jewish people.
Is that possible? Jewish people. There were 2.5 Jewish people. Okay, is that possible?
Yeah.
In this room alone. Can we come to agreement on anything in this room alone?
That's the biggest miracle.
You know, Rav Hutner says, the famous joke that he put Talmai HaMelech, the 3 days of darkness. What does it say? There was a miracle. He put into a room, he took 70 Chachamim, 70 Zakenim. He put each one into a separate room. 70 rooms. And he asked them to translate the Torah. And each one of them translated the Torah exactly the same. They all made changes. They all took upon themselves the liberty of making slight changes in order that it should not be, whatever the reasons were, it should not be a Sakonis Nefash, a Tukoch Nefesh. 70 Talmidei Chachamim in 70 different rooms, and they all came up with exactly the same translation. Rav Hutner said, that's not such a big miracle, big deal. It would have been a much bigger miracle if you would have put all 70 Zakenim in the same room, and they would have come up with one translation. That would have been a real miracle. Okay, he was Ru'im Hadvarim Lemisha Amram. If you know anything about Rav Hutner. That's a really great line. The Torah keeps on repeating itself. We say Melech, we say Meloich al kol ha'olam kuloi. What's the repetition? Meloich, be a king, al kol in the entire ha'olam. Kuloi, entirely. Redundancy. Meloich al kol ha'olam, Meloich al kol ha'olam, or Meloich al ha'olam kuloi. Why the repetition? So what are Chazal, what are the people, what is the answer? Because if you would say kol, Roiv is also called Koil. Yeah. You say all doesn't mean 100%. You can't expect. Be realistic. Come on. Be realistic. You know, in America, if you win by 50 votes in a country of 300 million people, that's called a landslide. Right? In America, what are you going to get? The president's approval rating, if it's 49%, it's like, this is like, your jaw drops. You don't expect that. The average president, their approval rating is what? Is 15%, 20%. For a president to get a 49% approval rating, it's unheard of. So when you say the word call, what does call mean? It means 51%. That's why it has to say, Meloich al kol ha'olam kuloi. You have to repeat the word kuloi, not just 51%, 100%. So when it says, call the Gans Klal Yisrael, the answer, Kol Asher Dibar Hashem, Nase, Kol Echad, obviously, I don't know what the Messiah is. He's saying over here the Chidush that are really hard to swallow. It means that there wasn't, he says, not even one person of 2.5 million people had anything other than to say Nase V'Nishma. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It says the same kind of idea of Ben Soler Moreh.
They have to agree. They have to agree. There's an argument. Then no. There's no unity. Then there's no din ben sarah mayra. They have to be unified. So let's see over here. Let's learn the parish. There's a lot of parish over here. He has a lot of things on the side. So let's see. Let's go back to page Reish and look at the parish on the left side. Call Yisrael Mizalazet Tchila Echtov Inyan Arvos. The parish of this sefer wants to talk about this concept of arvus, responsibility. If not for the fact that one Jew is responsible for his fellow Jew, the world cannot exist. The Torah is the existence of this world. The world cannot exist. Kol ha-Torah kula. Reg echad b'li kiyum kol ha-Torah kula. In other words, every single moment in time, the entire Torah is being fulfilled. Now, it's not possible. One person cannot possibly do all of the Taryag mitzvahs. Why not? Because some of the mitzvahs are only for Kohanim. Some of the Taryag mitzvahs are only for Levim. Some of the Taryag mitzvahs only apply to women. Some only apply to men. Every person has a very unique role. So it's impossible for a single person to be mekayim all of the Tayag mitzvahs. But the Tayag mitzvahs are the blueprint of this world. So what's the answer? Well, being that we're all Kol Yisrael, Arevim Zelozeh, when the Kohen does his unique mitzvahs, that automatically counts for me. When this one does that mitzvah that's unique to him, it counts for someone else. So the entire Torah is being observed pretty much by the entire Klal Yisrael at any moment in time, because we're all in it together. If one individual is not mekayim kol ha-Torah, can you believe such a thing? It's impossible for an individual to receive any benefit in this world unless he himself observes every single one of the Taryag mitzvahs. And when you will say that is impossible, the answer is it's not, because of arvus. When someone else does a mitzvah, it counts for you, and that's why you could also be a beneficiary. Avol im shalom b'neihem. If there's peace amongst us, v'nikra'im nefesh echad. We consider ourselves to be one collective neshama. V'nasim arevim zeh lazeh. And when your friend does the mitzvah, it's as if you did that mitzvah. And then it comes out that we are fulfilled in general the entire Torah. Every person can receive the benefit of this world, even though he did not himself actually do that mitzvah. It was done for him through the principle of Arvos. Tishmuun is in the plural. All of you will listen. And the pasuk concludes, Umisayim Vishomar Hashem Elokecha L'cha, to you, Es HaBris V'es HaChesed. The beginning of Parashah Sekev, contradiction, grammar. It starts off, if all of you together will listen, then I will guard my promise to be good to you, the individual. How could I be good to the individual? What's going on? The answer is everyone collectively listens to the Torah and does the mitzvahs. The mitzvah of one person counts for the other person. So it's as if each individual did all of the Tayag mitzvahs. So now Hashem can be good to the individual. If not for this parish, we would assume that the word Vishama Hashem L'cha is the collective noun. Hashem is good to the entire Klal Yisrael. The reason why, obviously, the Mefarish does not like that interpretation is because there's a kind of, why then, when it comes to listening, does it ride the B'loshan Rabin? If you want to use the word L'cha as the collective noun for Hashem's guarantee that you will be good, you should use the collective noun for the listening. The fact the Pasuk breaks it up between Tishmun, B'loshan Rabin, and L'cha for the Yachid indicates that there's something more going on which you want to use as a source for this unique, novel idea of this principle of Arvos. Ella.
Does that mean if someone were responsible for other people's averis just as well as the
So that we don't say. See, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very kind that Hashem does not, that we don't say. Arvos ein shliach lidvar avera. You can be an agent to do a mitzvah for somebody, but you cannot be their agent to do an avera. Divrei harav, divrei hatalmud, divrei mishaimim. There's a whole principle in halacha. If you send someone on a mission to do for me an avera, and the person does the avera, it is not attributed to you. He gets the credit for the avera. There's no shlichus by sins.
But if you're not moichet, then you're not.
They're different ethical issues. Okay, there are different principles. But on a basic level of getting credit for doing the avera, it's not on your calculation because you did not do the avera. Even though he is your agent, there is no such thing as agency in the world of doing averas, only in the world of doing mitzvahs. Eloch kamar. V'haya ikev tishmon. V'chlal es ha-Torah. Vishamar Hashem Elokecha L'cha Af Liyachid Esabris Liagia Loi Toivah Yisraelam Azeh Im Shalom B'neim. Only when can you apply this principle, this peace? When is there going to be peace? If there is going to be Arvos, B'nei Arvos Kanal V'zeh Sh'amru Afilu Avdoi Yisrael Afilu Avdu Av Yisrael Avod Zara. They worshipped idols Kedar Enosh. But Vishalom Beinehem, Dor Enosh was a generation where they started to worship idols, but there's peace amongst them. Moichalin Lohem Mishum Sheftiach Kadosh Baruch Hu Shebechol Dor Vador Yeh Lamand Yeh Lamand Yeh Lamid Lamid 30 Tzadikim Ke Avraham. Okay, there's a whole Gemara discusses how many Tzadikim are there? Some 36, 30. There's a different thing. We like the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. That's a different Chazal. The Gemara talks about 30 Tzadikim, 30, not 36. I forgot. I once there's all the different types of numbers of the merit of how many people does the world exist. It's a different topic, but he's quoting here the best source is the Gemara that says the number 30. 30 is a very powerful number in Judaism. You have the number 30 in a lot of different in Yonim, and here is one of them. Yeah, Lamid 30 Tzadikim Ke Avraham. Ulchol ha'pachos, at least tzaddik echad. Shenemar v'tzaddik, even one tzaddik is yisoid ha'olam, is the foundation of the world. The angim kain al kol panim echad le'ovad avod zara. He's saying incredible things here. You have an entire world. Everyone is doing avod zara. It can't be everyone is doing avod zara. There's got to be at least one person who's not. Now, if the people are ba'arvos, everyone is worshipping idols. But there's peace. There's shalom b'neihem. So even though people, they wake up every morning and they go to church, they worship idols, it's got to be there's a guy here that does a chesed. There's got to be someone on the other end of the world that puts on tefillin. There's got to be a guy who puts a mezuzah. Someone else wearing tzitzis. This guy's eating kosher. So even though out in the street, you look around, everyone's worshiping idols, but there are people, there are yechidim out there that are doing isolated mitzvahs. And now there's peace. People are not trying to kill each other. So that creates arvos. So we can now take the individual mitzvahs scattered throughout the entire world of individuals, join them together, and apply to one person. So that one person is not doing avodah zara. We'll give him, it's as if he did all the mitzvahs because of arvos. Oh, in that one person, it's kedai the whole world just for that one person. But he didn't do all the mitzvahs. Doesn't matter. There's peace. So it's as if he did all the mitzvahs, and therefore, Hashem saves. But if you're not going to have peace, and there's going to be machlekes, so it comes out, no one's going to be able to take the mitzvahs of their counterpart. And they're not going to be able to take the mitzvahs, then there's going to be chorben. Hashem will forgive them regarding this that they went too far in worshipping idols. The af al pi shamarnush im kimu kol atorah b'chlal yesh l'chol yochid mikoycha arvos hatzlochas toivos olam hazeh aval einu noichel olam haba. Even though this world will survive, no one is going to get olam haba and he's saying of going on ad sheikayim ba'atzmai mitzvah pirotiyos. So here he's coming to add a little caveat to this yisoid. This world to survive, we come onto arvos. But in the next world, it's amazing what he says here, there's no arvos. In the next world, don't expect to get a front row seat because your friend, he learned Torah and you didn't. In this world, even if you'd never opened up a daf gemara, page of gemara, you'll get benefit ki'ilu you learn Torah because arvos. If he's doing the mitzvah v'shinantam levonecha, it counts for you. You will receive benefit in this world. But in the Olam HaEmes, if you did not do it, you do not get benefit. And that's what it means in the Chazal said in the Olam HaBa, every single tzaddik has his own chuppah. What does that mean exactly? Every person has their own little abode. They live in their own little. Does that mean there's no communication? You don't get to talk to anyone. It's very lonely. The Olam Haba, everyone is in isolation. If you take the Chazal to literally, that's what it means. In Olam Haba, every person is in isolation. There's no communication. Yinene miziv hashchina all alone. No, there's no social media in Olam Haba. Is that really true? It sounds pretty scary to us. There are Mamari Chazal that seem to indicate that it's not true. That there is a yeshiva, this conversation, people go visit other people, and there's a whole society up there. No one came back to tell us, but there are Mamari Chazal that seem to indicate that there is social media in the next world. That's what it seems. Whatever there is. You know the story with the baseball. Okay, baseball is the guy. He told his friend, when you die, two baseball fans, when you die, you come to me in a dream and tell me what's doing in the Olam HaEmes. What's doing that world? So the guy comes and he comes to him in a dream and he says, yeah, I'm in Olam HaEmes. What do we? All we do is play baseball in the Olam HaEmes. Every day, this is the leagues. The leagues in this world is nothing. Ka'ayin ucha efes, kineged, the leagues of baseball and Hall of Famers, and you know who knows what's going on in the Olam HaEmes. Wow. Then he said, I want to tell you something also, my friend. Guy in there, this. Tomorrow, we have a big game tomorrow. Guess who's pitching tomorrow? You're pitching. Okay, Dr. Fruchter. Now you're satisfied. You knew that joke already. All right, in any event, in Olam Ha'emes, so what does it mean that it says that everyone sits in their own chuppah? It fits very well with this principle. Of course, it's social media. Of course, there's conversation. But your home, your abode, is all built upon what you accomplished in this world, because there is no aravus in the Olam Ha'emes. Very deep concepts we're learning over here. In this world, we like to think that whatever we have in this world, in the next world, it's on steroids. Much, much more so. Just the opposite. This world is aravus. If someone else does a mitzvah, it counts for me. And therefore, I'm able to be nene in this world, ki'ilu I was mekayim that mitzvah. Because if I'm not mekayim taryag mitzvahs in this world, you cease to exist. You need to come on to other people's fulfillment of the mitzvahs to count to your credit, to exist and to derive benefit. But in the next world, it doesn't work like that. In the next world, you get what you actually deserve, what you have done. If you did the mitzvah yourself, you get it. You did not do the mitzvah, you do not get it. And that's really, that means that Kohanim in the next world have a very different chelek. That's really what it's saying. Kohanim, who are oisek in mitzvahs that are unique to them, they have their own chelek in the next world. And what Yisraelim, avod that they do, what's unique to them, the Kohanim will not have. V'chulu v'chulu. It's a very frightening, revealing piece of information. Yesh le'yochem mikoyach ha'arbus ha'tzol ha'tzolachem mikoyach 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 ha'tzolachem mikoyach. If you do in this world one mitzvah, you will inherit Olam Haba, the Olam Haba you get for that particular mitzvah. Nami din arvos. You did it yourself in Neuchel, as our arts. The Ratzalaymar, Ha'aretz Ha'lioina, Ha'ilam Haba, Shein Magia, Magia, Olam Haba, actually, Kaim, but Atzma mitzvah achas. Ulefi, Shadeos, Me Adam, Enam Shav, Lenin Kima mitzvah. Since when it comes to understanding the mitzvah, then no one's the same. Yesh, Sheyesh Le Yetzer La'avor, Oy, Shaloy Le Kaim mitzvah zo, Vyesh Al mitzvah, Vyesh Al mitzvah acheres, and some on a different mitzvah. The Mahayu mitzvahs mu'utin evsher shiye yitzroi meisis. We only had a few mitzvahs. If Hashem only gave a man in this world a few mitzvahs, he may miss out on the opportunity to do any of them. This yitzroi will be meisis lavor or shulakaim echad mehem. V'lo yiyeh noichel ha'olam bo, you'll have nothing what to use to come to the mabo. And that Aval Kevon Shehem Taryag Mitzvahs, Hashem did us the greatest favor. Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakois Es Yisrael Lefikach Hirbe Lohen Torah U'Mitzvahs. Hashem gave man many, many opportunities. You just need one. You need one to keep you busy in the next world. Aval Kevon Shehem Taryag Mitzvahs Korov Levadai Sheyihiyeh Echad bein hamirubim, there'll be one mitzvah among the many mitzvahs. Shelo yehe yitzray meisisa, the yetzer hara will not entice you not to do. V'yikaye meisa, and through that mitzvah, you will have a portion in the next world. V'noichel lo'ilam abov. Zeh Hashem Amar Rabbi Chananya ben Akashya. You say this at the end of every shir. Ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lezakos es Yisrael, hainu hainu shiyu zoichem lo zak zoichem lo ilum haba lefichach hirbe lohem toiru mitzvahs. Shenemar Hashem shemikoyach shehem harbe mitzvahs bevada yochul lekaim echem hem biyizke ilum haba kanal, like we just said. Ulefi divoreinu yisper masha nemar kan benusach acher, in another version, kol Yisrael arevim shenemar Vayan kol ha'am kol echad vayirmu kol ador ma shadibar Hashem na'aseh ilu hoi echad moichad shalom nidnid ha'torah sharim zeh bozeh. Now he comes finally with that very long winded hadama. We can now appreciate what it says over here in this chazal. Hashem came to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and they all answered B'Koil Echad. Why? Why was that necessary for there to be Achdus? The answer is because it's impossible for every single person in Klal Yisrael to Mekayim one mitzvah. We're saying a very profound idea in Pshat, in the Pasuk of why it had to be the Kol Echad. It's not just because, oh, everyone is together, everyone put your hand on someone in your friend's shoulder. Right, I have a kumzitz. Madan Torah, you get the impression, when you read the Pasuk, Kol Yisrael Zelazel, it was a kumzitz. No, it was like a Kalbach kumzitz. They sat around the campfire, and they sang some nice Kalbach songs, and they shuckled. We're all one big happy family. Right? Is that what it sounds like? Ah, Achdus. It warms the heart. It warms the heart. That's not the pshat. It's also the pshat, but it's not the only pshat. There's something more intellectual about Arvus. Forget about the warmth, the chassidish warmth of coming together. There's an intellectual need for there to be unity. And that's because Hashem says, I'm giving you the Torah. So each individual says, excuse me, Hashem, I cannot do Taryag Mitzvahs. I can't do it. There are too many, too much. This is not, I'm not a Kohen, I'm not a Levi, I'm not a Yisrael, I'm not an Isha, I'm not a Zokin, I'm not a this, not that. The only way I can do Hashem says, well, you're right, you can't. But if you will not spit on your friend, and you will tolerate his existence, and you'll be civil to one another, you won't put up the wall of China between you and your neighbor next door, then when he'll do a mitzvah that you can't do, it'll be to your credit. And when you'll do a mitzvah, it'll be to his credit. Then you will be able to receive the Torah. Forget about the Hamisha, Har Sinai. The physical law, we're all together, Achdus, Achdus, ah, how beautiful it is. No, there has to be an intellectual Achdus. Tolerance. We're all part of the same team.
We all need each other.
We need each other, not in a mushy way, in an intellectual way. And that is all that comes down to is very simple. You're a member of Klal Yisrael. I have respect for you. You're different than me. I don't want to put my hand around you. I'm not going to daven in your shul. But if you'll make a simcha and invite me, I'll be more than willing to come to enjoy the simcha and be part of you. We have different ideologies. You like to serve Hashem this way. I like to serve Hashem that way. And that's fine. And that's not a reason why I am not going to ever look in your face. I enjoy Eretz Yisrael. I enjoy the principle of a religious Zionism, and you don't. So just because it doesn't resonate with you, religious Zionism, doesn't mean you have to go and destroy the country. You can tolerate me. You can also tolerate me. And I appreciate where you're coming from. I'll also accept you. And we can live together. We can be at peace. If there is an intellectual tolerance of Achdus, then when you will do the mitzvahs that I cannot do, when you will provide a service, not just the mitzvah, it's a service of Hashem. When you will serve Hashem in your unique way that I cannot do because I'm just not wired that way. I've seen this. It took years to understand this. Jews are wired differently. I know some people. I know one guy. He is a member of the extreme edge of modern orthodoxy. I'm talking about like as borderline as you get to modern orthodoxy to becoming I don't know, conservative, reform, irreligious. The mamish like as far as you can pop, but he's orthodox. You can't tell him he's not. He's good. Yishom Shabbos. And when he looks at people to his right, the Haredi world, it doesn't go. It does not go. So I thought, what? Wait, okay, I'm just saying, I'm using make-believe terms. It's a convention, but you know what I mean. He's like, you know, there are certain people, modern Orthodox to an extreme. But, you know, he's good. He's a good guy. He's on the ball. He's shomer Torah mitzvahs, he's shomer Shabbos. Has a hashkafa that's very, very different than what I was brought up with. So I was very naive, and I thought the only reason why this guy is the way he is because he grew up like that. He grew up probably really conservative. Maybe even, he grew up either religious or conservative. And later in life, he became like a Baal Tshuva, became, and this is where he found himself and is comfortable. That's what, and I thought foolishly in my mind, if this fellow would have been brought up in a Hasidisha Satma family living, who knows, in the Turi Karta land, then he would turn out just like a Turi Karta guy, right? He would turn out just like whoever, a product of your environment. It took me years to realize it's not true. It does not matter where in the world this person would have been brought up in. His brain is wired. It's just how it is. His brain is wired to think a certain way, to behave a certain way. All roads lead one way. It's not a matter of upbringing. Many people, it all depends where they were brought up. If you're brought up in this community, you're a product of your community. If you're brought up in a different community, you're a product. People are wishy-washy. They have beliefs to a certain degree, and then they're influenced by their environment. That's a fact. But there are a lot of people out there that's not true. There are a lot of people out there, that's the way Hashem made them. Hashem created them. I don't know how the brain works, but the circuits and the wires in their brain are different than other people. And they think a certain way, and they come to a certain conclusion, and they act in that way. And this person that I know, I have no doubt in my mind, no matter what environment or community he would have been raised in, he would turn out to be exactly the way he is right now. Because that's how he is. That's how he is. And therefore, I realize I have to respect him. That's who you are. You're a religious person. You are a shomer Torah mitzvos, and you deserve respect. There's nothing to talk about. And he as well has an obligation to respect other people that are different than him, more than him. And when you have that intellectual achdus, then his avoida counts for me, and our avoida counts for him, and you have your noichel ha'olam ha'olam hazeh, olam haba. He has his olam haba, and this one has his olam haba. But olam hazeh, you got to share this world, and each person needs, come on. That's what it means, koil echad. It wasn't this cozy, hamisha, campfire, kolbach, summertime event, Har Sinai. We're all one big happy family. Truth is that's not possible. That's really a lie. That doesn't really work. That's not the way the world works. To all get around together and everyone chuckles together as one big happy family. That's like a naive, childish type of thing. People are different. And the reason why there's different. And you can't really perfectly come together. It's not even meant to be to come together. But there has to be an intellectual achdus, which means a respect that you serve a purpose, you have a function, you have a mahalik in life, and I respect it 100%. And you have to respect my mahalik in life. And if you have that achdus, then your avodah counts for me, my avodah counts for you. The entire complement, the spectrum of avodah Hashem is achieved, and we all benefit. But if we're going to put up an iron wall between us, and your avoid is your avoid, and my avoid is my avoid, and there's absolutely no eye tie, there's absolutely no communication, there is no agreement, then your avoid cannot count for me, mine cannot count for you. There's something lacking in my existence, something lacking in your existence, and no one is going to benefit in this world. This world is going to come to an end. It's a very deep approach to understand what it means here. Ah,
let's over here. I think what he wants to say, that Ma'amad Har Sinai was the source of the Arvut.
Right.
It's no, and there, Kol HaNeshamot, everybody in the future, everybody was there. So everybody agreed. How it's going to be done, if it's going to work or not, that's another
only through Arvus can work.
The Arevut was done there, Ma'amad Har Sinai. And then from there, you split.
But still, there has to be this. Absolutely. Let's finish over here. I'm now on the first wide line. On page Rei Shvav, the first wide line, Ratzalaymar, the Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayan Lashon Yachid, Chsiv Kol Echad. It says Vayan, that's one time Yachid. Kol Echad, Shayu Kulam Ki Ish Echad, V'Nefesh Echad, V'Kol Echad. Ilu Hoy Echam Echad, V'Loy Nidna Tatar, Sharim Zeb Zeb, V'im Hoy Echad, Meichel Lo Yu K'Nefesh Echad. V'Yu Batu Ha'arvos. They must be Arvos. V'Lo Hoy Nidna Tatar, V'Zer Shakasa, V'Yichan Sham Yisrael, B'Loshon Yachid, Shayu Ki Ish Echad, V'Loy Echad. V'Mnei Zeh, Okay, then he goes on to another nusach. This nusach acher, ilu hoy echad meichel lo nidna Torah sharem zebazel l'kach rasa shivcha yichesk. And going on to another next paragraph. So let's just do the next paragraph very quickly. Finish up. Next paragraph inside. Ra'asa shivcha. That's the sixth parasha. It's very apropos. Ra'asa shivcha ba'or shechina bayam. Look what he adds in. We always are familiar with the expression ra'asa shivcha she bayam. He adds in over here two words, the Sefer Chassidim. Ro'asa shifcha be'or shechina. She saw the light of the shechina bayam. And look what he adds in now. This you never heard before. The shifcha didn't just see what it says bayam. Uvimatan Torah. Where did you ever hear that before? Okay, Chazal, they only say ro'asa shifcha shebayam. He adds in something you never heard before. She saw Matan Torah. Where did he get that from? The Mechilta? I don't think Mechilta, so he says that. Uve Matan Torah. Ma Sheloi Ra'a Yecheskel Banavua. Why Yecheskel and not Yirmiyah? Or because Yecheskel was the Navi who said Nevua outside of Eretz Yisrael. In Golos. So this outside Eretz Yisrael. This is in the middle of nowhere. In the desert, on the Yam, places that are not Yisha, places not that you would expect there to be a Mokum where there should be prophecy. So who is the prophet that says it doesn't matter? Even in Babel you can have Nevuah. Yecheskel.
Also Maase Merkava.
Maase Merkava. Even more than Maase Merkava. Okay, even very Yeshua. Yishayos Maase Merkava. Yishayos. Okay. But these ideas. Shlokach Nemar. V'niske. So now he comes to explain. V'niske Chulanu. B'mehera le'oiroi, that we all together merit swiftly Hashem's light. Why? Whenever you say chulanu, you're going back to the sort of arvus. Shareim zeh lazeh v'hichon. Therefore, oimim we say barchenu avinu kulanu ki'echod. Uchse v'nigle k'vayr Hashem may be revealed v'roch kol basar yachtov together ki'pi Hashem diber. All right, we're going to stop over here, take a short break, and we'll talk a little bit more today about Tu B'Shvat.
The current office is named Yisr Ben Tzvi.
What?